This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released their weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The quarterly grain stocks report showed that demand for soybeans is not where it should be. The weekly export sales stayed in line with that data. Jason Meyer of AgMarket.net gave a breakdown of the report and said that U.S. bean prices aren't able to compete with Argentina.
Yeah, corn sales were kind of in line with expectations, about 45 million bushels. Soybeans was rather disappointing, coming in only at 13 million bushels. So there's more and more thought process that the U.S. export window for beans will continue to shrink, especially with Brazilian harvest approaching 80% done and the Argentinians getting geared up and rolling there. So the cheapest beans in the world is not in the United States.
However, Meyer said there is a bright spot for soybeans.
A bright spot for soybeans is crush margin, or crush margins, number one, have been fantastic. And the U.S. crush pace has been on fire this year. Each month, we continue to set an all-time record in monthly amount of beans crushed.
Meyer said there are some other factors outside of the market prices that are weighing in on the markets.
I think here in Iowa, a lot of the state got some ample rains, and you look at the entire Midwest, there's still good rains falling, some much needed rain. And then you still have the idea that the ending stocks are relatively higher than last year. So that's putting a little bit of pressure on the marketplace here today.
For more marketing information, visit agmarket.net. You can find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter to get those stories delivered to you every day. For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.